This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States and threatened swift retaliation for an attack from Lebanon that killed a dozen young people Saturday.
Netanyahu cut short his trip to the United States by a few hours to fly back to Israel. He said that Israel would retaliate for the attack by Hezbollah that killed 12 children and teenagers who were playing soccer in a village near the border with Lebanon. He said the state of Israel will not let this attack pass. Many in Lebanon were bracing for an Israeli response. Thousands of Lebanese in the south of the country fled their homes fearing Israeli strikes. Hezbollah denied that it was responsible, but both the U.S. and Israel said there was no doubt. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country may deploy new strike weapons in response to a U.S. plan to place missiles in Germany. Both the United States and Russia recently signaled the readiness to deploy intermediate-range missiles that were banned for decades under a Cold War treaty.
Sunday in St. Petersburg, Russian state television broadcast footage of the country's fleets at the annual Navy Day celebration. In attendance were officers from 31 other countries, including China, India, Iran, and South Africa, showcasing the Russian Navy missiles fired from various ships of the Black Sea Fleet and jets dropped bombs from above. Overshadowing Russia's pomp and circumstance of the day is a recent plan revealed by the United States to deploy long-range missiles to Germany by 2026. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainians are urging their government to do more to get Russia to release prisoners of war. They voiced their anger on Sunday during a ceremony commemorating the second anniversary of an explosion that killed more than 50. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the energy surging around Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign and Republican predictions that it will fade.
The Democratic presidential campaign says Kamala Harris is closing the polling gap with Donald Trump and raising big money from donors. Just 1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Trump said of Harris,
she has no clue. She's evil.
Republicans predict the buzz over Kamala Harris will soon dissipate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Venezuelans are waiting anxiously for the results of a presidential election that could pave the way to end in 25 years of single-party rule, even as some polls remain open more than an hour after a deadline to close. President Nicolas Maduro is seeking a third term. Sunday faced his toughest challenge yet from the unlikeliest of opponents, a retired diplomat, Edmundo Gonzalez, who was known to be the voters before being tapped in April as a last-minute stand-in for opposition powerhouse Maria Corina Machado. Polls were supposed to begin closing at 6 p.m., but more than an hour after the deadline, some voting centers in Caracas remained open and authorities were silent. The lawyer of a powerful Mexican drug cartel leader who is now in U.S. custody is pushing back against claims that his client was tricked into flying into the country.
The lawyer for Ismael El Mayo Zambada says his client was forcibly kidnapped by the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Zambada was arrested after flying into an airport near El Paso, Texas on Thursday. Zambada's attorney said on Sunday his client was ambushed and forced onto a plane and brought to the U.S. against his will by Joaquin Guzman Lopez, El Chapo's son. Both men, who face various U.S. drug charges, were arrested and remain jailed. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Wildfires across the western United States and Canada put millions of people under air quality alerts as thousands of firefighters battle the flames, including the largest wildfire in California this year. So-called Park Fire has scorched an area greater than the size of Los Angeles as of Sunday, contributing to poor air quality in a large swath of the northwestern U.S. and western Canada. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.